Hey, this is JP Nurbin. You're listening to Culture Builders number 122, working with parents complaining about playing time. So we're just getting into the middle of basketball, hockey, and wrestling season in America. And in the last week alone, I've had five coaches in my mentorship program face text and emails, just text and emails, right? They don't typically call or come talk to you face-to-face these days, but they face text and emails from parents complaining about their son or their daughter's playing time. Now, we've all gotten these, right? And sometimes they're vicious and they just like straight up attack us. But most of the time, they're actually very passive aggressive and they love to say things like, you know, I'm never the type of person to complain, right? That's one of my favorites. Gotten that a few times. Or they'll say things like, you know, I really appreciate all you do for the team. But another one they all love to do is, you know, I'm just really worried about how my daughter is not taking is taking all this, you know, her playing time, right? That one really drives me crazy because too often it's the parent who's not handling it well, right? They're handling it worse than the kid. But so we get all these types of texts and emails throughout the season. At this time of year for wrestling, hockey, and basketball, it's really picking up. Now, I don't want to offer too many specific strategies because every context is different, right? Regardless of the context, though, in my conversations with these coaches, the first thing I just want to say is we keep coming back to our mission as transformational coaches, our purpose, our why. All right. Remember, we're here for these kids. That's the bottom line. And so we may have to bite the bullet, right, and find ways to work with these parents as challenging as they are. That's going to be important if we want to help these kids. So how can we see the opportunity for the growth in the players, but also in the parents and ourselves as coaches? Now, I'm going to give you four steps kind of you can take in your conversations with these parents. All right, the first is to ask and then listen. All right, so ask this question. What am I missing? Right? I get you don't and this is kind of your conversation with the parents, right? I get you don't agree with my decisions around playing time, and that's okay. You don't have to agree. But what don't you understand? That's the question, right? What am I missing? I get you don't agree with my decisions around playing time. That's okay. But what don't you understand? Now, hopefully you communicate at the start of the season and you give them a few reminders in your weekly emails with parents around how you determine playing time. I think transparency in this area is critical in the year 2018, right? Now, when you ask this question, just listen. Now, they're typically just going to actually argue why their son or daughter should be playing, right? They rarely actually get to the part of what they don't understand, right? They understand, they just don't agree typically. But be sure to thank them at the end of this, when they share, for their willingness to share their perspective. And then don't try to argue your points, like argue against their points. This is the next step. This next step is to just share your perspective, right? And when you share your perspective, I think you really need to do three things, right, in that perspective. You know, you need to share how you determine playing time. Right? You should be able to clearly communicate this to your staff, players, and parents, right? For example, in my program, in our program, we look at these three factors. We look at our competitive cauldron rankings. We look at player commitments. And we look at the value they added within our game plan. All right, within our game plan, what value are they going to have? All right, second thing you need to share on your perspective is you need to share truthfully where you see their child in those areas. For example, your daughter is ranked 13 out of 15. Right? They are struggling with showing up on time for practice, or they are struggling to get on the floor for loose balls, or they are struggling to stay late and do extra work. You know, something that we've asked them to commit to so often every week. You may even talk about just some basic your perspective and the other coach's perspective of the value or the lack of value they'll add within your game plan. The third thing you need to share on your perspective is the steps forward, right? And hopefully you've communicated some of these steps to their son or daughter, right? You need to have, right? Let them know you've communicated these steps to their son or daughter and that these things are the things they need to take action on, right? If they want to have a better chance of playing time. And so an example of this is, you could say, you know, I spoke with your son in our one-on-one last week. We identified three things he could do to increase his chances of playing time. And we came up with three things. You know, he could stay after practice and do extra work. All right, now be specific about the work. All right, you know, get up 100 shots, practice stick handling drills. I've learned recently they don't call it puck handling in hockey. Work on an extra move with a partner. All right. So you've identified the extra work, been specific about it. The second, step you might have given that player is, you know, to go get to sleep before 10 o'clock because he's struggling to have the energy by the time practice comes around. The third action, you know, me and your son talked about is about bringing more competitive energy, right? By being to practice 5 minutes early and doing a little warm up, that could help him have that energy, that competitive drive, and that would help move him up a spot in our competitive cauldron. Okay, so you got your first step is ask and then listen. Right? And the second step is to share your perspective. And in that perspective, you're sharing how you determine playing time, where you see their kid in the areas of that you look at, and then also steps that you've communicated to the athlete they can move forward. The third thing is how can we support? All right, and you got to ask that question. How can we support your son or daughter? You know, in a recent coaching culture podcast, I had a conflict management expert named Nadia on, and she discussed the importance of moving towards actions, right, when we're facing conflict, right, moving towards actions. And we discussed a little about the ways that we manage conflict, all right, and there's kind of five ways. We avoid, we give in, we stand the ground, we compromise, and we collaborate. Avoid, give in, stand the ground, compromise, and collaborate. Obviously, the best solution here is collaboration here, all right, and that's best for the athlete, right? That's best for that child, that player, that young adult. And you don't want to do either of the first four, really, right? So you really definitely don't want to be compromising your values in this area. So put the focus off the disagreement, right? Because you're not going to agree on this issue of playing time 99% of the time. But hopefully you can make some great strides to collaborate together after you have shared your perspective. So this is why I think it's important to ask the question, how can we support your son or your daughter moving forward? And what I understand is a struggle and a challenge for them. How can we support them moving forward in their struggle? And this is taking an athlete-centered approach. You know, maybe as a coach, you need to be more transparent. Maybe you need more one-on-one conversations, or you need to change the way that you're giving the player feedback or start actually giving feedback. But also encourage it. Calls the parents up to step in and support their child through the struggle in a healthy, beneficial way. Now, I know that's a lot for today. And if you found this valuable, well, I really go in depth with some of these type of conversations to have with parents in my book, Calling Up, Discovering Your Journey to Transformational Leadership. So I hope you'll check out the free chapter that you can download at thriveonchallenge.com and also consider pre-ordering. I'd really appreciate that. Also, I'll be putting this in writing and posting this in a blog soon, as hopefully in the next month. So if you found this valuable, if you have questions, or even if you just disagree with this approach, please send me a message. I'd love to connect. My email is jpnerbun, N-E-R-B-U-N, at thriveonchallenge.com. That's it for today. I know it was a little bit of a long one, but hopefully you found that helpful.